Coming in, welcome. Thank you for coming. Welcome to the museum.
And with that, at 11 a.m. Thursday morning, the Asheville Art Museum reopened to the general public. David and Olivia Franklin, in town from Atlanta on their honeymoon, stepped in from the cold to become the museum's first general admission patrons.
We always make it a point to go to the art museum wherever we go.
Yeah.
And we felt like it'd really neat to kind of be able to be part of history with it opening like that. It just was, seemed like a wonderful little bit of serendipity.
Closed for more than 3 years for major renovations, the museum saw a steady trickle of traffic during the first couple hours after its rebirth. Michael Granados of Weaverville strapped his 10-month-old son Oliver to his chest and stashed a diaper bag behind the front counter. Granados' wife sent him here to kill time, but he felt inspired enough to become the museum's first new member. And then there were locals such as Raj Bowers Racine, who remembers coming to the Asheville Art Museum as a teenager.
The layout in the building was kind of an ideal for a museum as before, and it felt like an old library still. It didn't really have the openness you look for in an art museum. What I can see so far, it looks fantastic. I'm really excited to explore a bit.
Tamia Dame studies the environment at UNC Asheville, but said she has felt the museum's absence during her 3 years in this city.
I was like, you know, I'd like to go to a museum, and I didn't know of one around here, so yeah, that was a little bit strange. So I'm really glad to see that, you know, this is actually here. This is quite a big deal.
Elizabeth Sauls and Ellen Guthrie are older local artists. Sauls said the museum showed some of her work many years ago, and they said Asheville's art scene sorely needed a centerpiece institution.
It's a reason to come downtown. There's a lot of different beautiful galleries and things like that, but this is, it's a draw. You know, one of the reasons why you'd want to live in a metropolis is for the arts. You know, otherwise I'd go live in a beautiful log cabin on a mountain.
Up on the second floor, Sauls and Guthrie spent time in front of a mixed media woodcut by London artist Judy Plaff.
There's definitely some, well, I don't know.
It looks like
I don't know how they did it.
It almost looks like a stenciled painted on the back layer, and then he inkjetted the film. I don't know. I know. I love it when you look at a piece and you go, I don't know how they did it.
Headed toward the museum's exit, David Franklin cited Arise by Asheville artist Teresa Pace as a personal favorite during his first trip to the museum.
It's just really, really a lovely space, and the Appalachian collection is really moving.
Mary Martin owns a gallery in Charleston, South Carolina, and she compared the renewed Asheville Art Museum favorably to that city's comparable institution, the Gibbs Museum of Art.
What I like about this one is it's very contemporary, it's very innovative, it's new, it's refreshing. It takes me out of my mundane world and inspires me. I feel when I walk in this, I feel my spirit is lifted.
The ribbon-cutting fanfare continues in downtown Asheville on Saturday, just a few blocks north of the museum, with the reopening of the Center for Craft. I'm Matt Pikin for Blue Ridge Public Radio News.